Hi there, it's me again, and I'm excited to have you once again on our podcast. I hope you are really doing all right. I hope you are fine. Okay, I hope you have also gone back to listen to our previous podcast where I was asking, are you overwhelmed? Because I was at some time, because I had so much on my plate to do. I accepted so many responsibilities, and later on I adjusted. In today's episode, I'd like to share with you one of my experiences. In fact, today is the 17th of December 2022, and this is one day I will not so much forget in a hurry. Well, not because of a good thing or a bad thing, but because I learned so much within this week. Now, I opened my WhatsApp and I was watching people's status. There was a dinner night yesterday for our Medical Students Association. I worked hard towards that dinner night. Let me put it that way. I worked hard towards the event. I contributed, I participated in the planning and all, because I'm the editor-in-chief of our Medical Students Association. Now, I like to tell you that after working so hard for that event, I wasn't able to attend. And I wasn't even able to attend the previous event that I sacrificed so that I would work towards making sure the dinner night event was a success. First of all, it was my fault. I was supposed to publish a magazine and a calendar for the event. Those two things were going to be launched on the dinner night. So, looking at it, I was overwhelmed. Ah, schoolwork, my project, etc., on and on. Then, I decided to, because of fear, this thing is too much. I decided to, move it on to later on. I moved them, postponed doing some of the things till later on. Let me face my academics. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been facing my academics that to the extent that, okay, it was now 1 month to the event. And I would say, well, we have 1 month. We can always make a magazine in a month. We can sit down over it. And that was when we now had a lot of lectures back to back. 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And by the time we are done with lectures, I'm very tired. And I'm looking forward to the next day's event and next day's school event anyway. So on and on. It was now 10 days to this dinner night. And I went to meet our president. I told him, see, chief, I'm not sure I can deliver this magazine. Let us deliver only calendar. He said, no, you can do this. I think we gave you enough time. This is 4 months. In my head, I said, no, we gave enough time. But I was so afraid to just start, you know. It looked so much of a duty to do. I had to make a lot of contacts, organize interviews, ask people to send adverts and articles. Yes, I was working with a team, but they are also medical students. They have their academics and they have their own other activities. They are not only free to do editorial board duties. Now, with all the encouragement of the members of the team working towards the week for that event and the dinner night, they encouraged me that you can do this. And in my head, I said, okay, 10 days, magazine of almost 40 to 60 pages. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And then that weekend, I decided that, okay, next week's school, I will not attend. I will just face this work, and the only thing I'm going to do is I'll make sure I don't miss a critical thing like an exam. Fortunately or otherwise, we had a continuous assessment on the day before the dinner night. So I said, no, I will be able to finish up in 3 days. And ladies and gentlemen, things and things happened. Disappointments here and there, and good news here and there that were cut short from one point to another, all this and all that. We had some challenges in printing the calendar. It now also delayed the magazine. So finally, we were able to get the calendar on the morning of the dinner night, which was yesterday. And I was so happy, I was glad, and it was beautiful, it was nice, it was amazing. And since the event was in the night, I decided to, work towards it, that it's a night event, we can finish this magazine, because we had gone a long way, just meant to print and finish, do the finishing aspect. So we are working tirelessly with interruption of the lights. Normal, this is Nigeria, it happens. So from time to time they had to shut down the system, to switch over to generator, to do this and that at the press. So we worked tirelessly from 9 a.m. till I did not even realize when it was already 8 p.m. because by that 8 p.m. our president had to come to pick up the calendars that were ready, and he said no, he wouldn't want to receive, he wouldn't want to work with a job, which is the magazine that was done in a hurry, that instead we're not going to launch the magazine. At first I was disappointed that all this my efforts, but secondly it's a good thing because you might not feel proud presenting a job that was done in a rush. It may have some faults here and there that do not really speak well of your regime, your administration. So I was happy. So I went home and I slept. The event was on, I saw people's WhatsApp, they were posting pictures and videos, and I was far away. I was like an hour away, assuming I was to drive or I was to take a public transport. This is 1 hour away from where the event is holding, because I went to print in another town and the event is holding in my school. So I decided to just leave it and sleep through it, and I woke up this morning feeling like a conqueror, because it's not because of the fact that I delivered, but because of how I was able to withstand the stress and how I was able to cope. I was still, you know, smiling through it. I did not lose my mind. I did not feel so overwhelmed. I did not fall sick. So in all, and I also had good friends and my family members who were always checking up and advising, Sisi, you have delayed this thing, but you can still do it. Just try, put in your best. The deed has been done, you have started late, but you can still do this. So all those made me to feel so strong. And whenever I'm back, because I only had 2 meals in a day or just 1 meal, I was always taking fruits. I just know that if I break down, it's going to be a problem. So every night I pray to God, I ask God, please, I don't want anything that's going to make me incapacitated to finish this duty. So in the end, I was able to summarize a few things that I learned, and I would like you to also learn from my story. I'd also love you to share with us if you have some to share. You can always reach me via email at tochibe@gmail.com. Tochibe is spelled TOOCHIBE. Tochibe@gmail.com. You can also respond to this, and I'll be so happy to hear from you what you think. I'll be happy to hear your story. And I summarized everything in about 6 sentences I shared on my WhatsApp, so I'd like to also share it here too. So this is how it goes. I've learned so much in the past few days. 1, don't run away from your responsibilities. They will still be there waiting for you. 2, when you eventually do run away like I did, be ready in mind and body to bear the consequences. 3, time waits for no man nor woman, even if you're a medical student. And 4, if you're someone who likes something to be done well, do it yourself. 5, pray, no matter what. 6, with the right motivation from friends and family, me, I'm telling you, you will move Mount Everest and only realize it when you are already at it. And finally, there's always a price to pay. You can't win everything, and that's nature. Now, I had to pay a price for my fears. I missed an event I worked hard for, but my logo attended throughout. So my logo was on the backdrop of the event, and people took pictures in front of it and posted to different social media. And you can see Tochibe Online logo, as well as other distinguished people's logos, different companies' logos, and those things are wherever those pictures are posted. So in the end, it was a nice experience and I've learned so much. It's not really what the challenge is or what the challenge has made you to achieve, but it's what you become while trying to achieve that. I would say I got 50% done because I was only able to deliver one project. But what I have become by now and what I've seen in my capacity based on how I went through it and did not break down by the grace of God, and how friends turned up for me, I can say that this experience was worth the while, and I'm not going to try this rubbish again. I will not start anything late because of fear. If I feel afraid to do it, I'm going to still do it, but I'll still start on time. And as, assuming I had put in this kind of effort from the beginning, maybe when there was still enough time, although it's not going to be the same because I would not have put so much pressure on people to deliver their articles and all that, but I wouldn't be in this kind of stress I went through for the past few days. But it's all right. It's nice, and I'm happy that this is a fit. I hope you learned something from this. I remain your host, Tochi Ibe. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I hope you look forward to the next one. Have a beautiful Christmas time. And this might be the last... might be, it depends. Might be the last podcast for the year. Because I've already done my Spotify Wrapped and I posted it on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Tochi_Ibe_online. I was happy with what I saw on the Spotify graph. All right, have a nice time. Thank you so much. Peace out.